Evet işte. Very happy to be with all of you this evening. And His Holiness Shachinandana Maharaj asked me to speak on the topic of transformation. We all know that we have an urge to transform, because we know that good old us are not happy. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mahārāj Ki Jai. We all come to the spiritual movement to change, and to change in a very radical way, because everyone who is a sincere spiritual seeker understands that he couldn't find ultimately at the end of the day the solutions which are offered by the material society, by the material life, by the material philosophers, so to speak. We tried many things to become happy, and ultimately we became frustrated.
Maharaj,
frustration, yes.
We might have some guests who do not speak English, so I will just announce where they will find a Russian translation.
Okay, sure, Russian translation, German translation.
Falls ihr eine Übersetzung ins Russische braucht, die findet dort hinten in der Ecke statt. Braucht jemand eine Übersetzung für Russisch?
Ja.
Okay. Dann bitte hinten in die Ecke, dort findet die Übersetzung statt.
There is no need for German translation.
Deutsch, braucht jemand deutsche Übersetzung? Oder?
No.
I think you have understood. Thank you.
No, I'll speak in English. Most of the people understand English. You understand English, right?
Yes.
We should not be impartial. Russians are taking forward, so there's no need to create this impression. Okay, so let me continue with my little talk this evening. Anyways, we all come here for some radical transformation, because of simple reason, because we are not happy and we are looking for something much more profound and real than we have been able to find in the normal environment, so to speak. But at the same time, we all know how difficult it is to transform. We come to the spiritual organization, we start doing some practice, yoga, whatever it is. We chant mantras, and we hope that one morning we will wake up and everything is changed. And my heart is changed and I love everyone. But morning after morning after morning, the same envious me wakes up. And the same selfish desires are there in the heart, and not much is changing. And even so much so that even some habits are very difficult to get rid of. So we all know that there is a nice theory how to transform, and there is a very sad practice, and not very encouraging experience at times. And sometimes people like this famous fox from Aesop fable says that the grape was green and I don't need the grape. You know, we all came for this real happiness, spiritual happiness, overwhelming happiness, love and everything else. But then we say, no, it doesn't exist. Or I don't need it. Or anyway, it's something unreal. And there are different approaches and different solutions different solutions to this problem or how to solve this problem of our stubborn nature, which doesn't want to change. This evening I would like to offer some perspective to this problem which may not be so commonly discussed. Usually when we talk about this, we talk about the very deep samskaras, which are the mental impressions which are keeping us in bondage and forcing us to repeat the same thing again and again and again. But it's definitely true, and it's definitely a big problem, and there are different solutions, you know. But I don't want to speak about this evening. I want to speak from a different point of view, from a different perspective about this problem. And very soon you will find out what is my perspective. But to start this, I will read a verse and purport from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, a wonderful verse and wonderful purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada, which will lead us to this topic and to this particular topic of tonight. So let's chant. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nitananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nitananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nitananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So I will read tonight verse number 68 from the 8th chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila. Prabhu kahe eho hoy agi kaha ar raya kahe prema bhakti sarva sadhya sa. It's a very simple Bengali sloka, very understandable. At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "This is all right, but still you can speak more on the subject." Ramananda Rai then replied, "Ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the essence of all perfection." Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In his Amrita Pravata Bhashya, Srila Bhakti Vinoda Thakura summarizes the conversation up to this point, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Ramananda Rai, "Eho hai agi kaha ar." This is the process accepted in devotional service, but there is something more than this. Therefore, please explain what is beyond. Simply executing the duties of all the varnas and ashramas is not as good as offering all results of one's activities to the Lord. What is happening in this purport, Srila Prabhupada following Bhaktivinoda Thakur,
is summarizing the previous conversations with Ramananda Roy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Ramananda Roy offered different solutions or different solutions given by the Vedic literature. What is the goal of life? And one by one, it was rejected as being something superficial. So it's being repeated here. If you don't understand something, please don't worry. I will try to explain it in my little talk. Simply executing the duties of all the varnas and ashramas is not as good as offering the all results of one's activities to the Lord. When one gives up all fruitive activity and fully surrenders to the Lord, he attains Svadharma Tyag, wherein he abandons the social order and takes to the renounced order. That is certainly better. However, better than the renounced order is cultivation of knowledge mixed with devotional service. Yet all these activities are external to the activities of the spiritual world. There is no touch of pure devotional service in them. Your devotional service cannot be attained by empiric philosophy, nor can perfection be attained simply by good association. Devotional service by self-realization is a different subject matter. It is untouched by fruitive activity, for one surrenders the results of activities to the Lord, abandons prescribed duties, and accepts the renounced order of life. Such devotional service is situated on a higher platform than that of empiric philosophical speculation with mixture of bhakti. This is verified by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma janavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti rutama. One should render devotional transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit and gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Devotional activities, however, sometimes appear to be impure in the neophyte stage, but in the mature stage, they are completely pure or free from material activity. Therefore, Ramananda Rai replied after hearing the last statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prema Bhakti, Sarva Sadhya Sar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually accepted this verse, Gyane Prayasam, as the basic principle of perfection. One has to practice this principle in order to make further progress. When further progress is actually made, one comes to the platform of ecstatic loving service to the Lord, and this first stage is technically called sadhana bhakti or devotional service in practice. The result of sadhana bhakti must be ecstatic love, attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is also called prema bhakti. In the neophyte stage, sadhana bhakti includes faith, association with devotees, and practicing devotional service. Thus one is freed from all unwanted things when one then becomes fixed in devotional service and increases his desire to act in devotional service. Thus one becomes attached to the Lord and his devotional service. At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, this is all right, but still you can speak more on the subject. Ramananda Rai then replied, ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the essence of all perfection. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyo Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Nantakra Vishyama Mamachimam Prasuktam Sanjeevaya Takila Shakti Daraksvadhamna Anyam Shahasta Charana Shravana Pagadim Pranam Namo Bhagavate Purushaya Dhruvam Svasyastu Vishvasya Kalah Prasida Tam Dayantu Bhutani Shivam Mito Udiya Manascha Badram Bajatalka Dokshachit Aveshita Noma Viratya Hare Prithi.
So this conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Ramananda Roy on the banks of Godavari River contains a very deep philosophical truth. In fact, all the Siddhantas of Gaudiya Vaishnava line school of thought is encapsulated in this particular conversation. It's extremely deep, and basically everything which you need is there in this one chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. From very beginning level of spiritual advancement up to the highest possible ranks of devotional experience. But I took this particular verse and the whole conversation to make a little, a very short review of this conversation as an answer to Sachinandan Maharaj's question, because I think Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this conversation from the very outset, from the very beginning, gives a very profound answer why sometimes it is so difficult to change oneself. And what has to be known for us so that we will be successfully traversing the spiritual path, coming from one stage to another stage, and ultimately would achieve the supreme goal. You know, sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's tedious, and we chant this mantra Hare Krishna, and we think, you know, why only Hare Krishna? Why not something else? Why not something more exciting? Because Prabhupada, he used to say that variety is the mother of enjoyment, and we want to enjoy. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. And again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Why? Sometimes we feel that nothing works, and you know, there is no love in my heart, and everything else is the same. Anyway, so what I wanted to say from the very beginning is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, starting this conversation, asks an extremely important question. Asking Ramananda Roy, who is a very great scholar and a very great devotee, you know, starting the conversation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks him, please quote the shloka from the scriptures. Because again, it's very important that he specifically says, please quote the shloka from the scriptures. He doesn't want, you know, to hear some concocted philosophy. So many people nowadays have very, very fruity for house, not fruity, very creative mind. Yeah, very creative mind. And you know, you go to this new age of bookshops, and you know, there are so many different varieties. Do this and do that, and this practice and that practice. And ayahuasca, what is it? We were talking yesterday. This drug from whatever it is, you know, so many, you know, this mushrooms and this and that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is very orthodox in this sense. He doesn't believe in all this, you know, imagination and concoctions. He says, please give me some very authoritative answer. But the question which he says, please quote the shloka about sadhya, about the goal of life. Usually, when people are seeking for a spiritual path, they immediately ask the different question from the outset. They ask, please show me the path, show me the practice. What am I supposed to do? Give me the mantra. explain to me, you know, what am I supposed to do? Give me some posture or whatever. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't ask all this stuff. He's asking, please tell me the goal. And it's very important, and that's actually my main point, which I want to speak about today. I think that our failures on the spiritual path sometimes, or maybe quite often, occurs because we are not really fixed in the goal. We are doing the practice. We are following regulative principles. We are not eating meat and we are not drinking beer, which is glorious in itself. But it doesn't help in the long run and in a very significant way. It helps in a certain, you know, in a certain area, but it doesn't really change. And we chant mantra, but what I want to speak today, how important it is for us, for ultimate success, to be fixed in the real goal. To understand the goal, to understand that this is my goal, that this is the goal which I want to relay, that I really want to achieve, and then only practice. What I want to say, and that perhaps is the main point which I want to prove in this talk, is that our experience in this life, not necessarily in Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mahaprabhu. What I want to prove in this little talk is that our experience in this life, not necessarily on the spiritual path, but any experience which we have in this life, very much depends on the goal which we have. Less depends on what we do. It definitely depends on what we are doing. There is a very strong dependence which is sometimes overlooked or not very clearly understood, that the experience which we get really depends on our goal. Recently we had, just a couple of days back, we had a very interesting and inspiring conversation with Sachinand Maharaj. And we were talking about spiritual experiences. And we said, you know, there are so many religions in this world. Christianity is there, and Muslim religion is there, and Buddhists are there. On the way here, we saw some Buddhist monks in a very bright, you know, robes, very happy Buddhist monks. And it would be very stupid to say that they don't have genuine experience, spiritual experience. And Jewish religion is there for thousands of years, it's there, and you know, they're doing some practice. And definitely, there is no practice, there is no spiritual practice in this world which would not give somebody some special experience. Otherwise, people would not follow it. This path would not exist. It only exists because it gives some inspiration, because it gives some energy and some, you know, some perspective which is new, and ultimately gives some relief from sinful activities and so on and so forth. But at the same time, sometimes this spiritual experiences and the concepts which people have, so it's such a bewildering variety. You know, somebody says only Jesus can save you, and if you follow other religion you will go to hell, and somebody else says, you know, no, only, you know, if you follow the Prophet Muhammad you will be saved, and they have different experiences. What is it? And people who have materialistic understanding, they look at this from this materialistic point of view, and they say, this is all concoction, this is all imagination. People just, you know, they just, you know, they're sentimental, yes. Yes, they have experience because they're a little crazy, so let them have their crazy experiences. So obviously, you know, deny somebody else's spiritual experience is not fair. Who we are to say that you don't have the experience? Can I come to church and say, you're all crazy people? No, they're not. Obviously, they are nice people, they're good people. Obviously, they have some experience. And of course, it's very stupid to say that this is all imagination. Imagination would not keep people inspired for so long. Imagination is not enough. You know, and people have such a profound experiences. They encounter with God sometimes, and they speak with God, and you know, so many other things are there. It's completely stupid and even unscientific to deny all these experiences, saying that this is imagination. But why it is so different? Why it is so different? And why I don't have so much experience? These two questions are connected with each other. What I want to say is that the experience which different people have on different paths very much depend on the goal which they have. And so it's not only the practice itself. So many people do the same practice, but the results are different. Why? Because they do the practice differently depending on their connection or their connection with the ultimate goal which they want to achieve. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked from the outset, from the beginning, this question. He doesn't ask the question, please explain to me what I'm supposed to do. He says, explain to me the goal, what I'm supposed to do, I will figure out. It really can be derived if we establish very clearly what is the goal. And, you know, there is this very famous novel by Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland, when the Alice is, you know, she's lost in this Wonderland. And there is dark, and she's, you know, going through different paths in this forest, and she's lost. And then this Cheshire cat appears, and this Alice asks him different questions. There is a difference between the conversation between Alice and Cheshire cat and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda. So, she asks him exactly the different questions. She asks, can you show me the way? And Cheshire cat, being very philosophically minded cat, he asked, it really depends where you want to come. And she says, oh, it doesn't really matter. I want to come somewhere. He said, if you want to come somewhere, you just go some path, and you will reach somewhere if you go long enough. So, as funny as it may sound, this is very much similar to what majority of people are doing in this life. They're immediately asking, please show me the way. And they're not really asking where they want to come. And usually people say, if you go long enough, you will come somewhere. But where? So therefore again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us this very important example that immediately, first of all, we have to understand the goal. What is the most funny, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks this very clear question, extremely clear question. Please tell me, Sadhya, what is the goal which I am supposed to reach? What does the scripture say about the goal? And Ramananda Roy starts offering him different suggestions which are there in this Vedic literature, but he doesn't speak about the goal. He speaks about the methods. He doesn't speak about sadhya, he speaks about sadhana. You know, it sometimes may, it may, you know, look
little funny. You ask one question, of course it happens very often in our day-to-day life. You ask somebody one question and he gives you very definite answer, but completely different answer. So that's exactly what's going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking, what is the goal? And he says, the goal is, do this. Because the first answer which Ramananda Roy gives to him is just, do Varnashrama. Varnashrama, you know, but Varnashrama is not the goal. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, this is not the goal. Give me some other suggestions. And one after another, he rejects different suggestions, which we will give a little review a little later. But what I want to say is that it's not by accident that Ramananda Roy is testing his disciple. And in this particular conversation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is playing the role of his disciple. Because, again, usually people are in a hurry to give me some practical trick. You know, I'm sure Sachinand Maharaj can confirm it, and I can confirm it from my experience being a preacher. People are looking for a trick. People are looking for some little method which will miraculously change everything. Just tell me what to do. Tell me what, I'm not interested in philosophy. Tell me what to do. But again, this is a completely wrong attitude. You will never reach the goal. No matter how good is the practice which will be offered to you, you will never reach the goal unless you know the goal. You will never be able to practice it properly, and you will never be able to really transform unless you very clearly understand where you want to come. Because, and this is another point which I wanted to make, because actually our experience, usually what we say is that our future depends on our present, right? What we do in the present, it defines our future. But in reality, it's not only like this. In reality, future oftentimes defines our present. Because when we set a goal, is it a future? Goal is in the future. Goal is the state which we want to achieve, isn't it? Does it define our present? It does. It does. And again, what I want to say is that we will not be able to practice properly with all intensity unless the goal is firmly established, and in this way the goal will be able to influence our present. What we have at present is that because our goal, yes, love of God, yes, we all want love of God. In our Hare Krishna temples, there is a very peculiar tradition before chanting Hare Krishna mantra in the morning, before this mantra meditation, we list 10 offenses against the holy name, which we are supposed to avoid. You know, it's very funny tradition. Let's repeat what we are supposed not to do. And at the end, traditionally, there is a saying, you know, and in this way we will achieve the goal of life. Krishna Prema! And usually it's being pronounced in such an intonation that it's just, you know, you can understand that people don't relate to this goal. And we will achieve the goal of life. Krishna Prema. Nobody believes in it. Nobody understands what Krishna Prema is. And no wonder that people are doing something and then they're not achieving the goal, because they don't have the goal. Because the goal is not very clear in their mind. And let us see what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing in this conversation. He is very clear what he wants to achieve. Please be careful. I understand that this is, you probably wanted to hear some nice stories.
But please bear with me. I came from a long distance, so I will tell you something important. stories we can talk, but I wanted to tell something different today. See, again, if we very minutely try to analyze what is going on in this conversation, we will see that Ramananda Rai is offering different suggestions or different conceptions which are very common among people as far as the spiritual life or religious life is concerned. If you ask any passerby in the street of Berlin, what is spirituality? The first answer which you would be given probably would be spiritual life is something you live some nice life, you follow some principles, you don't commit sinful activities. You know, people know that, you know, spiritual life means some self-restraint and some purification of the heart, isn't it? And therefore, Ramananda Rai says, yeah, you want to know the goal of life? The goal of life is just lead a nice life. Follow this principle, so that principle. Because this is what Varnashram is all about. This is the first offer which Ramananda Rai suggests. He says, just be nice. Did you hear this advice? Be nice. Be nice. Don't drink and don't kill and everything will be okay. God will love you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, this is some cheating. No, that's not enough. You know, he says, that cannot be the goal of life. It cannot be. He doesn't reject Varnashram as such. Sometimes people say very wrong thing. They say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Varnashram. He didn't reject Varnashram. He was a member of Varnashrama system. It's a very nice social system. Srila Prabhupada, in the purports to these verses, he says how glorious Varnashrama is. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejects Varnashrama as the goal of life. But he doesn't reject it as the means, as the tool. The problem in our society is that people very often mix the goal and the means to achieve the goal. And they take the means to achieve the goal to be the goal. Like most of the people, if you ask them what is their goal in life, they will say to become rich, to become successful. Is it a goal of life? What you will do with money? Money is not the goal of, it's a means. It's not a bad means, it's a good tool. You need money. We all need money. Sannyasis also need money. Everyone needs money, you know, to survive. But that's not the goal. You know, and you ask somebody else and he will say, I want to become healthy. Is the health, is the goal of life? You know, if you come to me and ask, what is the goal of life? I say, the goal of life is to be healthy. Is it a satisfactory answer? No, the goal, it's not the goal itself. It's just a tool. And we live in a civilization which always mixes it. You know, people, I once was present in a big academic gathering and there were scholars. And one scholar, he came and he started speaking and he said, we live in a civilization which very well can answer the question how, but doesn't know the answer for the question what for. The people, you know, they have brilliant idea. Let's go to the moon. Hey, let's go to the moon. We will figure out how. For what? It doesn't matter. Let's go. We will figure out later when we are in the moon. Let's go to another planet or anything else. You know, this is a very amazing civilization. We can answer the question how, but we don't know the answer for what. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exactly, this is what's going on. Ramananda Rai is offering different suggestions and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no,
this is not, this doesn't answer my question. So the first conception, the first thing which Ramananda Roy offered, Varnashrama Dharma, basically means good life, pious life, be a good citizen. You know, and vast majority of the people say that this is the goal of life, this is religion, this is great achievement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this is nothing. Eho bahya. Why? Because it does not have anything to do with your real nature. The goal of life has to be related to who you are. And all this thing is not really related to our real nature. So then Ramananda Roy gave another suggestion. He says, oh, you give everything to God. Яд хороший, яд ашнаси, яд джухоси, яд аси, яд тапаси сиканты, яд откудуш, мадаш, мадарпанам. Do whatever you do as an offering to God. Is it a good suggestion? It's a very good suggestion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is, you know, it's a joke. Again, why? Because most of the people, they think that this is what spiritual life is all about. And sometimes we think that this is what spiritual life is all about. Sometimes we think, yes, I have to follow the regulative principles and, you know, and chant my 16 rounds. For what? Because we don't say it openly, but deep in the heart we think, you know, then I will not go to hell. One disciple of mine, she said, I was chanting this. She said, I don't chant now 16 rounds. And she was very adamant about this. And she said to me, and I really liked her, her stance. She said, because I don't want to do it as a tick exercise. You know, there is this, you know, when you put the tick, tick here, tick here, tick here, you know. Yeah, I put a tick. Today I chanted 16 rounds. And, you know, when I die, I will tell, see, I have all my ticks there. Don't touch me. I'm okay. I'm all right. She said to me, I don't want to do it as a tick exercise. But why do we do it as a tick exercise? And we do it only because we have this conception, preliminary conception, which Ramananda Roy offers first. Just be good person. Yeah, I'm good. Fine. But this is not the goal. And then, you know, yad хороший, яд ашнаси, яд джухоси, яд аси, яд, do everything for God. This is very high conception. Very high. Isn't it? Very high. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is a joke. You're bewildered. He doesn't say this, but he says, don't think that I'm a bhakta in Hare Krishna temple somewhere. I want something real. I want the real answer. So one after another, he gives different suggestions. You know, ultimately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy says, Sarva dharman parityaja mama kam sharanam raja aham kam sarva papibhyo moksha shyami himashu chahar. You know, every devotee knows this verse. This is the last verse of Bhagavad Gita. You know, the Bhagavad Gita is such a glorious book. Krishna himself says this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, oh, this is external. How is this is external? Well, how shall we understand that this is external? Again, because it doesn't say anything positive about who you are, and in this way, it doesn't say anything about what is your real goal in life should be. Because this is again external, you know. But for most of the people, you know, if somebody rejects everything, sarvatyag, you know, renounces everything, becomes monk, they say he's saint. You know, isn't it the definition of the saint? He gave everything, he gave his wife, and then maybe it's not so saintly, but you know, he lives in as a monk. He must be saved. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, he's a pretender.
He says, no, this is not the goal of life because it has nothing to do with the nature of me, of myself, and therefore it cannot be the goal of life. You know, first you have to understand who you are, and then you have to clearly define what it is. And then ultimately here, and in the previous verse, Ramananda Roy suggests something which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time says, Eha Hoy, he says, it's all right. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it's all right, Prema Bhakti Sarva Sadhya Sar. Ramananda Roy says, Prema Bhakti is the goal of all, it's the goal of all this, you know, it's the goal of all goals. Prema Bhakti means loving devotional service. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, yeah, it's all right. It's all right, go further. How we should understand this? He is not ecstatic, he is not excited about this suggestion. He says, yeah, yeah, it's okay, go further. Why? Again, because if you only know that Prema Bhakti is the goal of life, you will not be able to practice Prema Bhakti. You will not be able to practice it to achieve this goal. Because again, basically what he says, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejects all these things, because, you know, it doesn't really clearly explains the real goal which you can relate. What I want to say is that if we really want that the future would influence our present, if we really want that that we practice Krishna consciousness in a proper way, we have to search inside ourselves and in the books and in our association with other devotees, the goal which is really inspiring to me and which is really, please rewind. What I want to say is not this. What I want to say is that, first of all, we have to know the highest goal, the highest possible goal of the soul. First of all, we have to understand what will make me as a soul completely happy. Because if we take any situation in material life, and if we try to, you know, by our imagination, think that, you know, you achieve this goal. So what? We have to find some situation about which we will say, aha, yes. This is the only state which will make me completely, totally, 108% happy. This is the only position which, by achieving which, I will not think that I need anything else. You know, and this is itself is a very difficult task. Because again, what I want to say that people are usually very confused, and if you say to them, you know, Prema Bhakti or whatever, they cannot relate to it. It's difficult task because you have to, you cannot even find it in your heart. You cannot find it in your heart. You can only get it from somebody who knows that this is the goal. And therefore, for the first time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a little positive about Ramananda Roy's suggestion when he suggests that you should hear when somebody speaks about the goal of life. For the first time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a little excited. He said, yes, it's all right, it's all right. So what I want to say is that, first of all, to achieve the goal, we have to achieve this high goal, we have to have the goal, to have this goal, we have to hear somebody who really has this goal in the heart. His desire has to become our desire. Because if his desire doesn't become, this desire to serve Krishna in Vrindavan, which is the highest goal, is not an ordinary thing. You cannot find this in a normal bookshop and you know, esoteric bookshop or whatever. You cannot even find it in your heart. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking for Ramananda Rai. Actually, the real purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to this pilgrimage, you know, South Indian tour, was not to preach Hare Krishna mantra, was not to do this. His real goal was to meet with Ramananda Rai and to hear Ramananda Rai. Because it's very interesting, Sri Chaitanya, Srila Jiva Goswami explains, when we hear somebody, that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time accepted the proposition of Ramananda Rai when he said, Gyane prayasam udapasi namandeva jivanti sadmu karitan bhavadi evatma. When Ramananda Rai quoted this verse and he said that the goal of life is to hear somebody speaking about Krishna and in this way conquer over Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, it's okay. Why? Srila Jiva Goswami explains that because by hearing we get some experience. Hearing is not just a passive process. When we hear somebody who has realization, and we really open our heart to what he has to say, something very significant is happening within our heart. There is a channel, very subtle channel, which is established between my heart and the heart of the speaker. And through this channel, if I open my heart towards what he has to say, very many good things can come to my heart. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami says, Kinchit Anubhuti Sati. By hearing, you get some experience. Sometimes, I'm sure you must have this experience yourself. You know, you hear somebody, and then you get some desire which has never been there in your heart. Or you get some experience or some feelings which was never there in your heart. You hear some good lecture and then you go out and you want to embrace everyone and, you know, and you want to say to everyone, don't drink this beer and don't eat barbecue and, you know. You get amazing, you get the experience, you get the real experience. So, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was rejecting everything else which was external to the nature of the soul. For the first time, he accepted the proposition of Ramananda Rai because in this proposition, Ramananda Rai said, here I will tell you some practice, which is still not the goal of life, but practice, but very important practice, which can really indicate to you the goal of life, the real goal of life. And therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is all right. For the first time he said, everything else is external in the sense that it's really external. It's good, you know, all these propositions are not bad, but something can be changed in us only when we hear somebody. You know, what is goal? Goal is the desire. If you notice, Srila Prabhupada, he finishes his purport by this statement. He said, one then becomes fixed in devotional service and increase his desire to act in devotional service. Ultimately, you know, to achieve the goal, we have to know how to increase our desire more and more and more and more and more. What's going on and what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to show to us and what Ramananda Rai is showing to us is that we have to set this very high goal. The high goal, and this high goal has to be very concrete. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not satisfied when Ramananda Rai says Prema Bhakti. Because what is Prema Bhakti? You know, Prema Bhakti means loving devotional service. And everyone can say, I have loving devotional service. anyone can say, you know, I have love in my heart, right? And I'm serving God with love. And I'm chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, you know, it's not concrete. You know, again, what I want to say, to achieve the goal, you have to be extremely clear what is the goal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not satisfied with Prema Bhakti because it's not clear. Ramananda Roy says, your goal is, next he will say, your goal is to serve the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it's okay, but it's not so clear. Then Ramananda Roy says, no, you have to serve the Lord as the friend. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, oh, this is very good. This is already something which is much more concrete. And then he says, but go further. And Ramananda Roy will explain in more and more details what you have to achieve, what we want to achieve. Because again, unless we are very clear what we want to achieve, we will never achieve this. We will achieve something if we go long enough somewhere. But we have to know very clear what we want to achieve, and then we have to know from where I can get the increasing desire to achieve this particular goal. Then only my practice will bring me to this goal. Basically, every day while waking up, I have to remind myself, this is my goal. My goal is not even Krishna. My goal is not even love for Krishna. My goal is love for Krishna, how the inhabitants of Vrindavan love him. Why Christians have their experience? Because they have their goal. They have their relationship and their understanding of what is the goal. So they will have accordingly their experience. We have our goal. And if we want to have the experience, we have to be very clear about what is the goal, and then we also have to be very clear how to increase our desire to achieve this particular goal. And therefore, in our tradition, what we have, first of all, we have Sadhu Sangha, when we hear people who speak about this. And second of all, we're supposed to read how the inhabitants of Vrindavan love Krishna. How Mother Yashoda loves Krishna. In which way she loves Krishna. If we hear it from some source and if we read, then the same desire will definitely appear in our heart. And when it will become sufficiently strong, then only our practice will bring us to this goal. Why the transformation, coming back to the original topic which I announced, why the transformation does not take place, my solution tonight, besides all other things which are there, all other factors which are definitely there, is that we don't have properly established goal in our heart, we don't believe in this goal, we don't really want to achieve this goal. We have some other goal. Liberation is a nice goal. I don't want to suffer in this world. I don't want to be born in this world again. No, not again. Not again. What shall I do? Chant Hare Krishna. No problem. I will chant Hare Krishna. But Hare Krishna is not for this. For that you can do some pranayama with a chant om or take some mushrooms, I don't know. it's probably easier. I don't know, maybe not easier, but Hare Krishna is also way, but I'm not talking about this. I'm talking why the transformation doesn't take place. The transformation doesn't take place because for transformation to take place, we need to concentrate all our energy into this. And therefore, we have to be convinced completely, sure, you know, when people have very clear goal, even if it's ridiculous goal, but if they have the goal very clear in their mind, they achieve it, no doubt at all. You know, they become rich or they become some other, you know, they because they wake up and they think, this is my goal. You know, all those people who have the special, you know, notebooks, this is my goal, to remind themselves and reaffirm, it's all artificial. If you have goal, you have the goal. But again, because we are not so established in this goal, we have to read, we have to associate, and we have to remind ourselves again and again and again. But the most important is that during some spiritual practices, when we are in the association of devotees, we have little glimpses of what it means to achieve this goal. How nice it is when the heart is completely pure from envy and everything else, and only loves Krishna, and how beautiful Krishna is. So what we have to do also, because sometimes we say that this is some not very significant experience or whatever, we have to collect these little specks of experiences in our heart and remind ourselves again and again and again about these beautiful experiences. We have to come back to these experiences. Like probably many of you were in Vrindavan, and every one of you who was in Vrindavan knows how wonderful Vrindavan is. Why should you be in Berlin? You can be in Vrindavan. And that's what Srila Rupa Goswami tells us. Tishtam vraje, yadanuragita nanugami. You should live in Vrindavan, even if you live in Berlin. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can live in Vrindavan. It means that you have some experience in your heart. But the problem is that we have this experience in the heart, but we don't take it so seriously. If we know the goal very clearly and know that this is, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam gives us experience, sometimes Hare Krishna mantra gives us this experience, association with devotees gives us this experience, Holy Dham gives us this experience, but this experience are real. Everything else is illusion. But somehow or other, we prefer to live in this illusion. Instead of living in this reality of the highest possible goal. Again, why? Because we don't take it seriously. So again, my little point, which I repeat many times already, and I don't want to repeat it again, but I want to drive this point home, is that to achieve success in our path of internal transformation, one very important condition is to understand the goal and to relate to this goal. Not to officially put this goal in my door. You know, my goal is Prema Bhakti Krishna in Vrindavan, knock 3 times and then I will open it. Not to do it formally, officially, without putting the heart. You know, Krishna is there. You know, the goal which we have is a very peculiar one. To have any experience in this life, you need 3 things. To have any experience in this life, the 3 conditions should be there. One condition is, the ability. For example, you want to eat a nice food. If you want to have experience of a nice meal, the 3 conditions should be there. First, the food should be there. So the opportunity should be there. The ability for you to eat this food should be there. If you don't have tongue, even if the nice meal is in front of you, you will not be able to enjoy the meal. And then the desire should be there, right? These 3 things. If you have good meal and good tongue, but no desire, you will not get the experience. for any experience in this life, you need these three things. You agree with me? The ability, the opportunity, and the desire. Right? In case of Krishna Bhakti, you need only two things. To have the experience of Krishna Bhakti, you need only two things. Which one? Out of three. Desire for sure. You definitely have to have desire. What I want to say is that ultimately the opportunity is given by God. The ability which we have, being the soul, but the opportunity doesn't depend on us. And therefore, in one sense, it's easier in a spiritual life than in a material life to get a spiritual experience. But you still need the desire and, of course, the ability. Ability is there. You know, the ability is this, you know, the ability of the soul, which is looking for happiness, to practice this. It's there. We have it. And what is actually, and this is the main topic, what is actually missing is the desire. The opportunity will be given to you. The ability is already there, because you are the soul. You are not this body, you are the soul. If you add to this ability and the opportunity which is, Krishna is ready to give to you, strong desire, then the experience will be there. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the only thing which you need is the strong desire. Everything else is already there. The ability is there, the opportunity Krishna is ready to give to you. But desire, unfortunately, is not there. Where to get the desire again? From hearing and from associating, from reading the books of Srila Prabhupada, and from being very clear that this is really what I want. And therefore, you know, even though we say Sambandha Videya Prayojana, the real sequence is that Sambandha, I understand that I am the soul, and then Prayojana. This is my goal. Adideya follows it. Adideya or practice is the result of it. So Sambandha, Prayojana, and then Adideya. This is the proper sequence in our mind, which has to be established. And therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami, when he describes this Prayojana in his last Sandarbha, in his Priti Sandarbha, what he does in the beginning, he makes a very thorough analysis, and he says, he proves to us philosophically on a very deep level that love of God, and not only love of God, love of Krishna in Vrindavan is really what we want. It's really what everyone wants. This is the condition where only I can be completely satisfied. And if you look, for example, in Brihad Bhagavadamrita by Sanatana Goswami, again we see he establishes this goal. He says, this is not real. This kind of mercy is not real. This is not mercy. This is not mercy. This is not mercy. This is the real mercy. This is the real goal. This is, you know, and I think the first endeavor which we have to have is to be firmly established that this is my goal, this is what I need. And if this is established, then the practice will follow and the transformation will take place. If this is not established, no matter what you do, the transformation will not take place. Because you will not do it properly with full vigor and full desire and full energy. This is basically what I wanted to say tonight. I'm really sorry for being so boring, but I thought that this is important for us to really understand really again and again ask ourselves, do I really want this? Do I really want this? Or I want something else? And I am only pretending that I want to love Krishna in Vrindavan. And so many times people, they do this and then, you know, they become bewildered and they take some other path or try to pursue some other goal. So, but if we are convinced, then for sure we will have success. Krishna will make sure that we will have success. If we are not convinced, Krishna is also not convinced. You know, if we are not convinced what we want, Krishna is very intelligent. If we want something else, Krishna will give us something else. Don't worry, you will get what you want. But you will be cheated. By whom? By Krishna? No. By yourself. So we came to this amazing movement where we can get something really amazing. Don't allow to be cheated. So that's the only little message which I want to say. It's simple, but at the same time not so simple, because again, it requires some endeavor to establish this goal firmly in the heart. And then you will achieve it, no problem. And when you will achieve it, please remember about my fallen self and pray for me at this moment. Okay, thank you very much. Very good.
Я хотела спросить, в начале лекции вы сказали, что наши джапы, получается, джапы для галочки, потому что наша цель поставлена неверно. Но если нашей целью, эта цель может, правильная цель может стать нашей целью, если только мы ее действительно воспримем как свою собственную. Но это очень долгий путь. И вот в этот переходный период, когда мы хотим, чтобы она стала нашей целью. Как мне читать джапу для галочки, когда у нас еще и нет этой цели в сердце?
Okay, very good question. The question is that I said in the lecture that sometimes we chant japa as a tick exercise, and it should not be the tick exercise, but in order not to do this, we have to establish this goal very firmly in the heart, but at the same time, it's not an immediate. It cannot be achieved so quickly. So how, what to do in the meantime, when the goal may not be established so firmly? But you know, that's the question. Srila Prabhupada explains this at the end of the purport. He says, the result of sadhana bhakti must be ecstatic love, attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He very emphatically says this. The result must be ecstatic love. In other words, we have to understand that this is the goal of sadhana, which we have, which is also called prema bhakti. In the neophyte stage, sadhana bhakti includes faith, association with devotees, practicing devotional service. Thus, one is freed from unwanted things, then becomes fixed in devotional service and increases the desire to act in devotional service. So what Prabhupada explains is that this ladder, bhakti ladder, which is there, serves as a very important tool for us. Unfortunately, we don't use it as a tool sometimes. If we are in a very initial stage of our devotional service, then our goal, which is achievable and real, and also which we can relate to, is sadhu sangha. I have to have very ardent desire, because I understand that I can only get something higher if I
intimately associated with sadhu, it doesn't mean, you know, close physical association. It means associated in the heart. It means that I have to open my heart to his message. I have to really be on the safe wavelengths. And if I achieve this goal of, you know, sadhu sangha, then my next goal is to really systematically hear the message which sadhu is giving to us. Not in a chaotic way as we usually do, you know, please tell me about Rasa Lila as soon as possible, otherwise I will go somewhere else, I will leave ISKCON. You know, I heard so many things, you know, I'm leaving ISKCON. One friend of mine said, you know, you cannot leave ISKCON, but to join ISKCON would be a nice idea. Those people who want to leave ISKCON, they never join. Because ISKCON is idea of Krishna consciousness. So what I want to say is that our next goal is to practice in a very proper way, which again we can relate to worship God in a proper way. And then while doing this, we have another goal to purify the heart from unwanted things. Because we all know that we have so many programs which are there recorded in our subconsciousness. And if we really want to purify the heart, it's again very real goal which we can relate to. And in the meantime, while associating with sadhus, we can increase our desire more and more and more. And still we have to see the highest goal. We have to at least theoretically understand that there's nothing higher. That this is what I want. Krishna is so nice. Like recently I met with one lady who just came. She just recently, you know, met devotees and started associating with them. And she wrote to me a very beautiful thing. She said, now finally I know that God is very beautiful, useful person in a very beautiful place, and I want to go there. So, you know, she already knows this. And of course, in the beginning, we all know this, then we forget. We somehow rather think that he is an old, you know, nasty, revengeful person who will send us to hell if we don't chant 16 rounds every day. We somehow lose the perspective. Whereas the real progress is that to make this perspective more and more clear. To every day try to come little closer, like, you know, if you have a telescope and you or this binocular, and you make the focus more clear. Yeah. So in the same way, you know, all these scriptures, they describe the goal. Try to make it more clear, because this is the goal. And so Jiva Goswami proves it very, very thoroughly. And everything else is nice, you know, psychology and astrology and, you know, and whatnot. But it becomes very bad when it eclipses the real goal. It's nice if it has its proper place. It's very bad when it eclipses the goal. And that's why this conversation of Ramananda Raya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so important for us to understand. Yes.
Раз. В бизнесе есть такое правило. Между тобой, где ты сейчас стоишь, и там, где твоя цель, есть только принятое решение. Ну, то есть, пока я не приму решение, моя цель может отодвигаться во времени. Сегодня сделал что-то для цели, завтра не сделал. А если я принял решение, то я начинаю конкретными шагами двигаться к этой цели каждый день. Насколько можно это правило, ну, как бы соотнести на духовную практику? Могу ли я сказать: Кришна, все, я принял решение, хочу с тобой отношения? Да, и каждый день практиковать для этого. Не будет ли это как-то, я не знаю, как приказ, или насколько это можно сделать в духовной практике?
This question is, in business there is a rule, if you have a goal, between you, your present state and your goal, there is only one thing, which is in between, is your decision. If you take a decision, then you will do every day something which will approach you to goal. Is it possible to adopt the same principle in spiritual life? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika buddhiha keha kuru nandana. He praises this quality of determination or decision making. This is my goal. And Prabhupada, he gives a beautiful story about the sparrow and the eggs. A little sparrow, her eggs was stolen by the ocean. And the sparrow said, I will dry up this ocean if he doesn't give me back my eggs. And sure enough, ultimately Garuda came, and ocean became very frightened and said, you better take this eggs. So, and this thing is, in Sanskrit, it's called Titiranyaya, the logic of a sparrow. From the ordinary point of view, this logic seems to be very illogical. What is so logical about little sparrow trying to dry up the ocean? It's not very logical, isn't it? But it's a great logic. Titiranyaya is this determination. Yes, I want to do it. And yes, Krishna will help. In this particular story, Garuda came to help. And that shows the law of nature. If somebody has this strong determination, for sure, the whole material nature will first try to dissuade you and check the strength of your desire, but then ultimately they'll say, yeah, he's a nice guy. Let him come to Krishna. Yes.
А что случается с тем временем, когда ты думал, что у тебя есть цель, и ты пришел в духовную организацию и старался быть искренним, старался служить, но через довольно длительный промежуток времени понял, что все, что ты делал, это было лишь компенсация того опыта недостатка любви, да, который ты не получил от своих родителей. И я знаю, что так часто происходит. Это обесценивается или что происходит с этим временем?
The question is, sometimes people come to spiritual organization and they have this strong desire to achieve the higher goal, and they are convinced that this is their goal, and they practice it for a long time, and after a long time they realize that their real desire was, the lack of love which they didn't get during the childhood, and they actually wanted to get it in this spiritual organization. It often happens. It's indeed often happens, and people who are somewhat deprived of love or loving affection during the childhood, they join some spiritual organization and they try to get what they were deprived in life. So the question was, does this practice in the meantime counts? Is it a real spiritual practice, or this is something which is wasted time? No, it's not wasted time. It's
because you know, during this time you realized that your motivation was wrong, and that requires the purification of the heart. Initially, when you do it, some initial purification need to take place for you to understand your real motives, because it's unfair to expect that from the very beginning people will have very clear motives. And therefore this anatta-nivritti stage is there. Anatta-nivritti stage is when you really understand that previously my motives were not pure. But this is the clearing stage. So this is the whole stage before prepared you for this moment when you realize that, oh my goodness, what am I doing here? I am not really striving for this goal. My goal is different. My goal is quite low. But you know, you need some time to preliminarily purify your heart to understand what is your real motivation. But that's still, nevertheless, is very important. So it's not wasted. Don't worry.
Можно тогда еще продолжение? А если в этом теле не хватило времени? Ну, то есть хватило времени только для того, чтобы определить вот эту конечную цель, но ты еще не понимаешь даже примерно, какие шаги тебе нужно туда делать, и она еще, может быть, даже не так сильно оформилась, не приняла внутри такие очертания.
А, this is already cheating. So... the next, the continuation of this question is that, okay, fine, after a long time you realize that this is, the spiritual goal was not your real goal, but what if you don't have enough time to establish the spiritual goal in your heart and this and that? It's actually, when you realize this, you will do, everything possible to establish the proper goal in the heart. It's you know, you don't need much time for this. Don't postpone it. Don't say this time I will just, you know, take care of my bad childhood and next lifetime I will go to this. No. You just go to somebody and you listen to somebody and you just, you know, by hook and by crook you do it. When you realize that my goal is not really pure, try by all means find somebody who will help you to become established in this goal. And don't say that, no, there's not enough time. There is enough time, there's plenty of time. Krishna is there. And he says, yeah, if you say there's not enough time, yeah, of course, Krishna is not in a hurry. Yes.
Если мы уже добились того, что у нас есть сильное желание, и мы решили для себя, вот как Прабху спрашивал про бизнес, мы уже решили, все, иду точно. Знаю куда, поняла цель, делаю все. Как к этому относится внешняя энергия Господа Майя? Начинает ли она нас еще больше испытывать? Или она как бы понимает, окей, с этим человеком все ясно, пусть идет уже.
If we decided very clearly that this is our goal, I'm going, so what will be the reaction of Maya? Will she leave us alone or will she try to dissuade us from this path? Maya is very intelligent and she knows better. We may think that we are firmly established, but Maya will try to say, maybe you want this, or maybe you want this, so, you know. When you are completely 100% firmly established, Maya will push you in the direction of Krishna. But before that, she will try to, you know, push you in an opposite direction. I know it in my own example. It's a stupid example, but still I will give it. You know, when I became vegetarian, in the beginning I was really shy and I didn't want to say that I'm vegetarian because you are living in all these meat eaters. But then finally they found out. And every time when I would meet my relatives, they would say, when you will give up this stupid vegetarianism? You know, every time they would try to do it. And then at one point they stopped doing this. And I asked myself, why did they stop doing this? And I realized that because I became completely convinced inside. And therefore they stopped doing this. Because I was not convinced, they were still trying to say, you know, yeah, just, you know, be normal. But when I became convinced, then it's not a problem. Sometimes we are very shy, you know, we are very shy being devotees, you know, we are strange. It's all hidden doubts, hidden or maybe not so hidden doubts. Hidden from ourselves. Others see it. We don't see it. And Maya definitely sees it. So, when you don't have any doubts, Maya will help you. Until you have doubts, Maya will also help you to either clear your doubts or go for your doubts.
Thank you.
Okay, I guess we should go.
Махарадж, низкий вам поклон, что вы приехали к нам, это чудо для Берлина. И вопрос касается тех двух вопросов, что были заданы. До того момента, пока мы не нашли цель Кришны, которая бы полностью легла наше сердце, мы могли идти к ней. Остаются цели материальные. И периодически, особенно когда мы отдаляемся от общения с преданными, они становятся ярче и закрывают цель, к которой мы идем к Кришне. И такие цели, которые по работе и еще где-то, не получается выключить полностью. И после ты приходишь к преданным, и тебе хочется выбросить все эти остальные цели как можно подальше. Ты говоришь себе никогда больше. И вообще. А потом возвращаешься, и эти цели становятся привлекательнее, чем Кришна. Как быть? Что делать с ними?
The question is that we have the goal of Krishna consciousness, and there are so many other material goals, and sometimes we, you know, go a little further away from Krishna consciousness, and other goals take over our heart and become more attractive to us, and then we come back to devotees, and again we want to come. What to do in this period? As I said, other goals are not bad if they eclipse the real goal of life. But if we try to adjust our goals in such a way that they are not contradict to our higher goal, but kind of bring us closer to this goal. And it's sometimes an art. Because Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada used to say that you don't have to deny anything, you just have to add Krishna. We have this very black and white mentality. We say Krishna or not Krishna, and we always, you know, have this conflict, internal conflict in ourselves. The real trick is not to be in this state of internal conflict, but to understand how ultimately even these material goals can bring us closer to Krishna. And therefore this gradual process is there. And even Prabhupada, you know, he was living the life of householder. You know, what we have to do, point number one, we have to always associate with devotees which will give us strength to pursue the real goal. And then, as far as the material goals are concerned, there are few categories of material goals. Some material goals are detrimental to Krishna consciousness. We have to give them up. They're not good. They're really not good. We know that this is some goals which we really have to understand that this should be given up. Other goals are maybe neutral to Krishna consciousness, they are okay. And other goals, we try to make these neutral goals or other goals that they are kind of favorable, they help us in our ultimate goal. And yeah, there are so many other things, but which we have to do, but we have to do them for achieving the ultimate goal. Why I'm doing this? To achieve the ultimate goal. And I have to clearly understand how achieving this particular goal helped me to achieve the ultimate goal. Then there will be no problem. But detrimental goals, yes, they have to be. They are useless goals. Why then? They're foolish goals. They only seem to be the goals because we associate with people who have these goals. And we get infected, or we get polluted or contaminated by their desires. So be careful when it comes to association and try to always remind yourself. Just get up in the morning and say, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. I am yours and you are mine.
Я могу громко задать вопрос.
Окей.
Прочитала сегодня ваши книги «Секрет устойчивости» о том, что когда ты идешь на пути к цели, очень важно вовремя себя интроспектировать. И хотела бы вас спросить, какими конкретными вопросами я могу делать эту интроспекцию, чтобы понимать это?
The question is, when we are trying to achieve the goal, it's important to do some introspection to understand what's really going on in the heart. It's simple, you know, what is my real goal? Do I really want this goal? Am I doing everything possible and impossible to achieve this goal? This is the questions which we have to ask ourselves. To be sincere, you know, am I deviating from the goal? Am I going some other direction or am I coming closer? Because again, this motivation is a very tricky thing. You know, there is people usually they rationalize their ideas. Yeah. Okay, I guess that's it. Thank you very much. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Thank
you. Bhakti Vidyananda Swami Maharaj ki
Jai!